It is Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. A major cause of Oklahoma's budget problems is revenues are down. 2013 brought in $5.6 billion. Now, that's a big increase from the middle of the recession, but it's still $350 million less than what the state collected in 2008. This year is not looking any better.
It's not looking good for Oklahoma's budget. State leaders expect a $170 million shortfall. This year's budget was just 0.5% larger than 5 years ago, without adjusting for inflation, and projections estimate a deficit of up to $2 billion by 2035.
A significant part of the explanation for the problems that we are facing has to do with the growing cost of tax breaks, and particularly the tax breaks that were enacted back in the early 1990s for horizontal and deep well drilling, and then were modified back in 2010.
That's David Blatt with the Oklahoma Policy Institute speaking at a budget summit earlier this month. When enacted, tax incentives for horizontal drilling provided an exemption from the state's 7% gross production tax for a payback period of up to 2 years for new wells. By 2011, after several renewals, the payback period doubled, and wells started that year are simply taxed at 1% for 4 years. 10 years ago, these incentives cost the state $2 million. With the latest changes, Blatt says the cost exploded.
According to the Tax Commission, they expect that the cost of taxing horizontal production at 1% for 4 years is going to be $250 million in 2014 and about that in 2015.
Based on state estimates adding the cost of all energy production tax breaks, those incentives will cost Oklahoma $307 million in 2014 and $304 million in 2015. In other words, the expected budget shortfall is roughly half of what the state gives away in tax breaks to oil and gas companies. This isn't how other states do it.
In North Dakota, they're a little over 11%, and Texas is about 7%, and they're still drilling like crazy there.
State House Minority Leader Scott Inman wants to rein in Oklahoma's incentives.
At the time, horizontal drilling was a new concept, and we wanted to create an incentive to encourage the industry to use that. Well, now it's gone from an experimental concept to that's the way they do business.
Industry magazines say the proportion of horizontal rigs jumped from 1 in 10 in 2005 to nearly 7 in 10 today. In the last 15 years, drilling a new well went from taking 6 weeks to less than two. Even if it is how business is done these days, Oklahoma Finance Secretary Preston Dorflinger says changing the tax breaks isn't a popular idea.
When I first came out and suggested that they should be reexamined, I believe that was in July, and for 3 days I was in an undisclosed location in Poto. Well, I let that hang out there for a little while.
While some progress has been made since then, Dorflinger says key leaders have already made up their minds.
There's no question that the governor has a position, and we have worked with the House and Senate up until recently, still working with the Senate, and the House has obviously staked out a different position. And when I say the House, the Republican leader.
House Speaker T.W. Shannon has filed a bill to make the current incentive for new horizontally drilled wells permanent. Inman is fairly confident it won't pass.
While the Speaker may introduce legislation to keep it at 1%, I don't think the governor would sign it. I don't think Senator Bingaman would allow it out of the Senate. My team certainly won't be supportive of that, and hopefully we'll get a good compromise come out of the Senate and sent our way.
A Senate bill from Oklahoma City Republican Cliff Brannon would institute a permanent 4.95% rate for wells started in 2016 and after. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
7:39 now, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.